If you've never owned a dog, you're missing out. If you own a dog but have never lived in a rural area, then you too are missing out in a big way. Out here with dogs, the gifts we receive are more than just companionship or, in some cases, protection. The gifts we receive are legendary. Case in point, take a look at the photo attached to this podcast. That is my 12-year-old golden retriever, Yogi, admiring a well-gnawed hind deer leg brought back to the house by our littlest dog, Squirt. From hoof to knee to hip, all intact and ready to chew on. See, around here, it's all about the outdoors, from hiking and biking to hunting and fishing. It's not uncommon for an outdoorsman to clean his kill where he dropped it or clean it in his own backyard. So every year, by the conclusion of deer season, we can eventually count on one of these finding its way to the front door. Disgusting? Yes. But you should see how proud that little 40-pound mutt looks dragging her gift into the yard. And then you should attempt the experience of trying to get it away from her. Forget cardio at the gym. Just chase a dog around with one of these in its teeth. All of us who live in rural areas have dozens of stories about the gifts we received from our dogs. Like the time my buddy Roger and I were driving some back roads in Taney County a decade ago. Yogi's head hovering next to ours, standing in the back of the SUV. I don't know where Yogi found that oily rag or why he chose to eat it, but you have to understand, despite my buddy's rugged appearance and country upbringing, he has the most delicate stomach of anyone I've ever met. And when that regurgitated rag hit his left knee, he literally jumped out of the truck at 25 miles per hour. Round here, don't ever forget that you're burning a brush pile out back. I can't tell you how many times flaming sticks have tried to make their way into the house, untorched and clenched between some canine incisors. The worst by far, though, had to be the year I decided to pour the spent peanut oil from a turkey fry into the ashed out fire pit down the hill. Not an intelligent move, as I found out after letting the golden retriever back in after dark one night. He wasn't in the house 3 minutes, and the gift arrived. Violently. There had to be at least a half gallon of black ash soaked peanut oil mixed with foamed out stomach acid laying in a puddle soaking into the light tan carpet in front of the wood burning stove. Never got that stain out. To be honest, eventually just ripped out the carpet and put down wood floors. There's no telling what's soaked into the cracks since. So dog freaks and the burbs, I don't bring this up to gross you out, though I'm sure it was effective. I just wanted to let you know how good you have it. So your dog brings in an occasional poopsicle from the fenced yard on a cold winter day. Take a look at that photo again. It could always be worse.